Well, it's a pleasure to have in studio with me this morning Jude Holsinger. She is with the Immigrant Volunteer Millers, and they put together a program once a month at the Windmill Cultural Center. The first one will be coming up next Tuesday. Jude, thank you so much for coming in. So you've got one every month throughout the course of the year. Talk about planning these programs. That seems like quite a task.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for this time and opportunity to promote our programming that we have at the Cultural Center. It takes about a committee of three of us that sit down and we think about what we've heard about of area speakers or not necessarily area speakers. And a couple of our speakers actually come through the Illinois Humanities Agency. In Illinois, we get those free, but the other presentations that we have, we contact them ourselves and give them a small gratuity for their assistance with our programming. So it takes a while to get one per month, but we like to get a diverse selection so that we can reach more people. Our programs vary in the day that they are on. They're sometimes Monday, sometimes Tuesday, sometimes Thursday, but we have those all listed, and we try to promote those with a listing. If you want to take a hard copy with you, that's fine after you've come. Our other programming, besides the Illinois Humanities, and we usually have two from there, our other programming are supported by the D.S. Flickema Foundation. This is an endowment fund of a citizen of Fulton that left some funding for various things. A committee decides what grant money we could have to help promote with our programs. We like a diversity of topics. If you look at our listing, you'd find travelogues. Music is always a popular one. History, the arts. There's photography, and there's many area historical things that we have going on. And actually, next month we'll be promoting successful boutiques that we have in Fulton. So we'll be spotlighting those. But this week, or this month in January, which is next Tuesday, January 27th at 6 o'clock at the Cultural Center right across the street from the Windmill. It's entitled Christmas in Iceland. And this is with two friends who have loved to travel together, Marcy Lawrence and Beth Lancaster, both from the Sterling area. They love to travel together, and they had chosen in 2024 to go to Iceland and maybe see their Christmas decorations and also to learn some of their traditions. So they'll be sharing that with us.
Okay, that'll be coming up Tuesday, January 27th at 6 p.m. That's now, correct. How long are the presentations? And you were telling me there's a Q&A at the end of it.
Usually the presentations run about 45 minutes, and then they have a short Q&A time where the audience can ask questions or they can discuss some of the topics a little more extendedly. And then we have light refreshments that we serve from our kitchen area in the Cultural Center. And then those people could stay and ask additional questions.
If nobody's ever been to the Windmill Cultural Center, they certainly should. It is beautiful. 111 10th Avenue, as you pointed out, right across from the Windmill. Do you know, do they have regular hours now that we're in the winter months at all, Jude?
Not really, but there is other programming, which I can just mention slightly here. The Education Committee with the Windmill and the Cultural Center actually sponsors programming every Wednesday morning. Starting at 9 approximately, and they have programming every Wednesday in December, January, February, and March. So that's quite a roster, but that's every week. So they're open just for a few hours then on those Wednesday mornings. Otherwise, it's a little chilly at the Windmill. We don't have any heat over there. So it's a little too cold to be open for the season.
So again, the opening program, and there'll be one every month, will be Tuesday, January 27, 6 p.m., Christmas in Iceland, presented by Marcy Lawrence and Beth Lancaster. Should be quite interesting. If people would like to find out more information, I would imagine you have Facebook or different things.
Right. We use social media to help promote. So we have a couple Facebook pages. One's just entitled The Immigrant Windmill or the Windmill Cultural Center. Then there's the Visit Fulton Facebook page that we have an active person that takes care of that. Then you also could find it at the city website, cityoffulton.us.
All right. Well, we hope to have you in every month, about a week ahead of each one of these programs. So we'll have you back in. We already set it up Wednesday, February 4th, to talk about the next program, Secrets to a Successful Boutique. That should be interesting. I mean, it is amazing the variety of programs that you do offer there.
Well, it takes a little bit to put together, but once we have it, we feel better secured.
Jude, thank you so much.
We'd like to invite everybody to join us.
Oh, there you go. How can they do that?
Well, just coming by the 6 o'clock ones, the January 27th.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much.